Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Right. Dr. Honigman is here today, and you probably have heard me mention his name quite a bit today and via social media in recent days from the home office, in which we've been doing a lot of work there from as well. This is a perfect guest. Another one of our programs this weekend, so timely as far as what's happening with these world headlines. This is a highly educated man, and I'm going to get all of this off my chest before he gets on the air here, who really can speak in terms that we, the American people, I know I can understand. And it's essential that you listen to what he has to say. He's an holistic doctor. We're talking natural medicine, doctor of chiropractic medicine, but highly educated and a man who has studied a lot about what's happening with this COVID-19. But you need to understand it. So when you're watching or listening to KDK Radio, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx are talking, you'll understand it. A lot of these terms will make sense to you, and it will give you some peace of mind knowing that there is a lot of hope out there right now. And they're going to be talking also in the next hour, he, meaning Dr. Honigman, and when you call 412-922-9355 or well, 922-WELL, about different supplements that they have to help boost your immune system to keep you healthy and strong, and other things that can help you fight off all sorts of things. But it's all about keeping and getting you well naturally. Dr. Weiner, WINER.com, the Weiner Wellness Center. And these are the times that I really miss my good friend, Dr. Weiner, who was so educated about all of this stuff. But having him here, believe me, it's going to be equally as important. And I know you're going to find it very interesting, as I will. So let's get to it. Let's let him get started. But again, you can go down. They have curbside pickup. You can go in and get this stuff at the counter. So a lot of stuff to get to. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Joseph Honigman from the Weiner Wellness Center. And this is very interesting stuff. But isn't it stuff that we all need to be able to understand, Doc? Good afternoon.
Absolutely is. And that's what's going to be the theme of what we're going to be talking about today. Now, but before we get started, I want all of you out there to know that in these challenging times, and they are definitely challenging, everyone from the Weiner Wellness Center is sending good thoughts and prayers to all of you. And also, you know, instead of raising our prices on hard-to-get supplements, we're offering some excellent discounts on some of our immune boosters, our anti-inflammatory supplements, and antioxidants, some that are especially helpful to boost your respiratory system and to help support your immune response. So call our office for the select choices. Some of these will be 30% off. Actually, we have a nice little list, and some of our best supplements are going to be at 30% off. Ashley, wonderful Ashley, knowledgeable Ashley, has a list and will be able to help you. Also, there's free shipping now. Yes, we've done this. There's free shipping at any price on all of our vitamin and nutritional supplements. So call 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-9355. Now, let's get to the topic. Now, Rob, you know, most of us are already aware that COVID virus 19 is a unique virus that emerged from Wuhan, China in late December 2019. And since then has, of course, expanded globally to approximately, last time I checked, 204 countries and territories and still counting. We passed the million confirmed cases mark, and there is at least 53,000 deaths, and apparently we have not hit the peak of transmission in our country yet. So, what do we know about this virus? It's a new virus. It's a new virus that causes respiratory illness in people and is extremely contagious. We also know that most people infected with COVID-19 virus will experience mild to moderate respiratory illness and recover without any special treatment. However, it can be quite severe. Of course, we know that, especially for older people and those with underlying medical problems. And that is very important. Those who may have cardiovascular disease or diabetes or chronic respiratory disease or cancer, or even if you've been compromised by another virus or a bacterial infection. And certainly the autoimmune, especially if they are having a flare-up, such as those with lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Now, that being said, I'm sure there are perfectly healthy younger people having severe symptoms as I speak. We also know that COVID-19 is caused by a coronavirus. Now, coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that are common in people, but also in many different species of animals, including camels, cattle, cats, and bats. Now, common human coronaviruses, notice the adjective there, human. Common human coronaviruses usually cause mild to moderate upper respiratory tract illnesses like the common cold. Most people get infected with one or more of these viruses at some point in their lives. Sometimes you'll get infected with a coronavirus, a human coronavirus, maybe two, three times in a single season for these young lucky, for those of you who are a little bit unlucky. But these are causing mild to moderate respiratory tract illnesses. Now, rarely, hope that word came out clearly, rarely, animal coronaviruses can infect people and then spread between people and become a new human coronavirus. Three recent examples of this are SARS coronavirus, MERS coronavirus, and now we have COVID-19 coronavirus. So, let's take a quick look at some of the predecessors and see if we can learn something. Well, the predecessors are SARS and MERS. The first time we know of the transfer of an animal coronavirus to a human, which was then able to be relatively easily transferable from human to human. It wasn't that easily transferable, but it was transferable, occurred in Asia, probably China, in 2003. And it's known as SARS coronavirus. That was the severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. Now, I believe the origin animal was determined to be the bat, just like with the coronavirus 19, just like with COVID-19.
All right, listen, we're going to come back and pick up on that. I've got about 30 seconds to the break. Explain about the supplements and how they can get them. And, you know, if there was ever a time to you for you to be healthy during these troubling times, it's now. And if you are not dealing with any of this, you're lucky. But why not take this time to reinvent yourself and get healthy and do it with the friends at the Weiner Wellness Center? So 412-922-WELL, 922-9355. Tell them what you have available and some of these supplements as much as 30% off. And then we'll get to the break. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, these are special. Well, these are not special because we do carry them. But we did actually add a few specifically for the immune system, to boost up the immune system. And there's like quite a little list. So I want you to call Ashley because this is a special deal. These are up to 30% off. We don't do that. And it's also free shipping. So this is basically a call Ashley, find out what they are, what they can do for you in terms of supporting your respiratory tract and supporting your immune system. And of course, that is absolutely very helpful. You know, if you have any type of respiratory virus at this time, and it ought to be helpful for the COVID-19 as well. So call 412-922-9355 and speak with Ashley.
All right, Ashley, again, the number 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Dr. Honigman, more on this troubling headline and what they're doing to help people with their overall natural health at the Weiner Wellness Center, drweiner.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Listen, we're going to get back to Dr. Honigman. He's going to tell you about these supplements, incredible opportunity, savings as much as 30%. Talk to Ashley right now, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, drweiner.com. They do have curbside pickup. You can go in and pick this stuff up at the counter. Please call her now, 412-922-WELL, 9355 for everything that you need to know. But I just gave him a staggering statistic, and we were sharing all sorts of information during the break with one another. I find this man fascinating, as I do all the folks at the Weiner Wellness Center. And yeah, it started back with my relationship with Dr. Weiner himself at the Weiner Wellness Center. But Doc, do me a favor. You know, I just said I heard a statistic of about 40% of the American people have some sort of underlying issue right now that could really put them in a very bad situation with this coronavirus, this COVID-19. Again, if there was ever a time for people to rethink their natural health, getting healthier, staying healthier, now's the time. And this is my opinion. The work that you and Dr. Orbach and Jeffrey Nisnik and yourself and others are doing there at the Weiner Wellness Center, I don't think there's ever been a time, at least in our relationship, and even going back to my days with Dr. Weiner, that what you do has never been more important than it is right now.
Yeah, yes, Rob. I mean, we talked about before, like about 80% of the people who get the coronavirus, it's going to be mild to moderate symptoms. So who's going to be the people that it's not going to be mild to moderate? These are going to be people with underlying health conditions, people with heart disease, people with diabetes, people who have an autoimmune disease. You know, people, like I said, who might have, you might be unfortunate, you might be healthy, but what if, you know, you were recently subjected to some type of virus or bacterial infection, and your immune system is compromised, and along comes the COVID-19. The immune compromise make up a large portion of the people who are going to be in that 20%. Whether it's from, you know, diabetes or cardiovascular disease or, you know, some type of an autoimmune problem. Now, in addition to that, as we get older, unfortunately, the immune system isn't on its toes, so to speak. It's not acting as quick. And so by the time your immune system is acting as quick, the infection may have already taken hold. Since we're relying on the first part of our immune system, known as the innate immune system, to act quickly and snuff it out. If it doesn't, then, you know, we're relying on our adaptive immune system, which takes time. And that's fine. But as we get older, that can take even a longer amount of time. And the longer it takes us to react to this very dangerous, potentially very dangerous virus, the worse it's going to be for us. And we've learned something because we have had two previous experiences with a very similar type virus that has spread from a bat to an intermediary animal to a human. And that's the key. There's three things that are taking place. We have the origin animal, we have an intermediary animal, and then we have the human. And the point is that this is a rare occurrence. This does not happen often. We only have three that I know of. And the first I talked about, which was SARS. But SARS really wasn't a big deal in the United States. I mean, it was a big deal in a few other countries, but it never really made it here. There were only 8 confirmed cases of SARS. And thank God, because the death rate of SARS was somewhere around 10 to 15%. So if we had a 10 to 15% death rate of the COVID-19, we would all be panicking. And then after that came MERS, which comes from the MERS and stands for Middle East. And that occurred in around 2012. That was the second time something like this took place.
Well, let me ask you a question, because there's so much. I'd love to just pick your brain. You're just a wealth of information. This is what you get when you go to the Weiner Wellness Center. And again, call and talk to Ashley about some of these incredible supplements today that are really going to help you. And more importantly, you're going to save like 30%. And everybody's looking to save a little bit of money now and stay healthy. And you also need to reevaluate your total health, your well-being, your natural health. And they can do that too. Make an appointment with Dr. Honigman, 412-922-WELL. They're standing by. Ask for Ashley right now, 412-922-9355. So between MERS and between SARS and all of this coronavirus talk, what has made this, obviously, 250,000 people dealing with it, over 7,100 people have died with it. We lost another person in Allegheny County recently. Talk to me, what makes this so different than some of the other things that we have talked about on this program? What makes this one stand out? Because we just don't understand it? Is that the reason why it's been so difficult and it's never been seen before? Is that another reason, Doc?
That's to Rob, you know, the background that I'm giving you right now with SARS and MERS and the COVID, these are rare viruses. So in other words, if it's a human virus, your immune system has probably been exposed to it at some time or another. It's probably seen it in some way, shape, or form. So we've developed antibodies, maybe not the exact specific antibodies, but our body is, you know, sort of like is prepared, you know, for the human coronaviruses. We've had them for, you know, a really, really long period of time. But when you have a virus that originates in an animal, a bat, and then it goes to an intermediary, and then it jumps to a human, our body's never seen anything like that. That's totally unique and different. That's why I said in the beginning, this is a unique virus. When we say new, this is new. This isn't like the human coronaviruses. This is one of three that I know of, and this is the latest version of it. And it's acting differently. In some ways, it's acting better. The death rate isn't as bad. If it was MERS, MERS had like a 34% death rate.
How,
that wouldn't be pretty.
No, but let me talk. Well, how long did it take us? Because, you know, I remember covering these stories, but obviously with the distance of time between then and now, you kind of lose sight, and hopefully we'll be thinking pleasant thoughts sooner than later when it comes to this. But how long before those two viruses, MERS and SARS, kind of flushed its way out? And did we have another wave of them?
No, we did not really have that. We had one wave, I think, of SARS. I mean, they thought it was over in 1 year, and then it was over in the next. But really, we've not had another occurrence of SARS since 2004. And in MERS, even though it has this horrible death rate of about 34%, I don't think there's ever. We've only had 2 patients in the United States that's ever tested positive for MERS. So this is a different animal, okay? Even though those were potentially, you know, much more fatal, they weren't as transmissible. You know, they weren't getting through the population as quick. Maybe it had to do with the intermediary animal. I want to go there for a little bit because it's important to understand, you know, where these things came from, and they probably could have been prevented to begin with, and certainly prevention is the way to go, and we need to talk in terms of prevention in the future. We don't want to have another unique, rare virus that originates in an animal, courses over to a human, and then is easily transmissible and is also relatively dangerous.
We're going to talk more about, you know, the prevention aspect and where this whole thing came from and what we need to do to make sure that it doesn't come this way again. Got to get to a break here in just about a minute and a half. So let's, because I really want people to know that we're at the Weiner Wellness Center are trying to really worry about your overall health. Keep you safe, keep you out of harm's way. And if you need to reevaluate your total health picture, that natural health picture, they can handle that as well. Ashley is the person that you talk to. The number to call right now, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. 1-800-922-9355. As much as 30% savings on some of these supplements. Tell the folks again about these supplements that are available curbside pickup or at the counter right now if you call Ashley at 412-922-9355. Go ahead, Doc.
So we can pick these supplements, and these supplements are especially helpful to boost your immune response and to improve the function of your lungs, okay, to help protect your lungs. So, of course, when we're talking about the COVID, which is a respiratory virus, we need to have a way to support our lung function, to make it stronger, to help it resist the disease, and if we get it, to help it to get better quicker. And of course, it's our immune system that's responsible for fighting it. And you know, Rob, what you said before about all the comorbidities, heart disease, diabetes, how many times have I spoken about these on the show? You know, I've spoken probably about all of those different topics 3-4 times, you know, in terms of how that affects you and how, you know, how horrible they are for your health and how it leads to premature death, and it takes a very, very large toll on your everyday immune system. So, yeah, you know, like all of these different problems, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, chronic gastrointestinal problems, autoimmune problems like Crohn's and celiac and rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, you know, all of these things, you know, we can address.
We're going to continue our conversation. I'm going to let him really get back to more on prevention, more facts that you need to know, and how this information is going to help you understand what you're hearing in the news media and these press conferences. And we're going to continue to remind you about why you need to call Ashley and get a hold of these supplements and save as much as 30% so you can fly right, be healthy, and stay with us for a very long time, because each and every one of you are very important to us at the Weiner Wellness Center. drweiner.com, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-93.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, let's talk about prevention. But before we get to that, as we're back with Dr. Joseph Honigman, Weiner Wellness Center, remember to call, ask for Ashley, get some great information on some supplements that can help you with your overall health, keep you healthy and strong, and to fight off all of these crazy things that are happening in the world today. We want you to be healthy. You need to be healthy. You have to have a good immune system. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Before the prevention, though, let's talk about where it began. So where did this whole COVID-19 virus start? Was it Wuhan, China? And if so, why China, and how did it start there, Dr. Honigman?
Okay. So yes, most of you are aware that it started in a wet market in Wuhan that sold live animals. And some were kept in absolutely deplorable conditions. So wet markets are found the world over. And typically, these are open-air sites selling fresh meat, seafood, and produce. Now, the meats are often butchered and trimmed right on site. Markets in China have been under fire because of the commingling of the traditional livestock with a wide variety of wild animals, including exotic and endangered species. Now, some are quite unsanitary, with blood and entrails and excrement and other waste creating the perfect environment for disease that migrates from animals to people through virus, bacteria, and other forms of transmission. Now, when they go from an animal to a human, they're called a zoonotic disease, zoonotic, Z-O-O-N-O-T-I-C. And zoonotic diseases have emerged from China and other regions of the world. And listen to how, you know, what's the names of some of these zoonotic diseases are. Have you heard of Ebola?
Yes.
That's a zoonotic disease. What about HIV?
Yes.
Okay. Bird flu.
Yes.
And swine flu, and of course SARS and MERS, which is the Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome. So COVID-19 probably, like I said before, originated from a bat like SARS and MERS, but now we're talking about the intermediate host, because you have to have that intermediate host. And it seems that it could be the spiny anteater that was smuggled into China, where there is a demand for their meat. The spiny anteater is also known as the pangolin. The pangolins are endangered. This is an endangered mammal that were roasted and eaten in China, Vietnam, parts of West Africa, and the scales are used in traditional Chinese medicine. Now, it's not necessarily the spiny anteater, but it is in the top of the list. It's up there in the top of the list. Other possibilities could have been civets, which was where SARS came from, and maybe even pigs. Now, it did seem as if something constructive actually had occurred as a result of this coronavirus pandemic, which started in where? The wet market in Wuhan that sold live animals in what? Deplorable conditions. Because it seemed that it finally spurred China and Vietnam to at least temporarily ban all farming and consumption of terrestrial, that's land, wildlife, of important ecological, scientific, and social value, you know, like the spiny anteater. And it's good news because those two countries, Vietnam and China, have been behind the skyrocketing death rates for endangered animals, like rhinoceros, where they cut the horn off, elephants, as well as the heavily trafficked spiny anteater, which have been killed for food and homeopathic medicinal cures in these countries. Now, that was the original take, but yesterday I heard this. Apparently the ban has not taken effect yet because Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know who he is, right? Fauci?
Yep.
Yeah, he's the country's top medical expert on the coronavirus pandemic. He said yesterday, it just boggles my mind that when we have so many diseases that emanate out of that unusual human-animal interface, that wet markets have not just shut down. So apparently not yet. Now, on their side, what they're going to say is if we shut them down, it's just going to be a black market. It's going to be even worse. At least we can see now, you know, what's going on. And maybe they'll, you know, be tougher, you know, on the regulations. But at first, I thought they were shutting them down, and maybe they still will. So now, you asked me before, what makes this so unusual? The corona-19 virus is an RNA virus. That's not what makes it unusual, because there are many RNA viruses. But its characteristics, crown-like spikes on its surfaces, right? The crown-like spikes, that's how it gets its name, corona, which means crown. And SARS and MERS are both coronaviruses. But each has a different virulence. And in one way, that's good, because MERS is much more deadly. But SARS spreads so much more easily. And what happens is that these RNA viruses, they infect the cells by injecting their RNA into the host cell to then basically make copies of themselves. And you know what happens when they're done? They leave the cell and kill the cell. And so how does it spread? We know how it gets in. You know how it spreads. Everybody knows how it spreads pretty much by now. It's an acute viral respiratory tract infection. Its symptoms are similar to the other respiratory diseases that relate to common pneumonia, such as influenza. But this is the key. COVID-19 is a new virus. No one has immunity. That means more people are susceptible to infection, and more will suffer disease. So if it is a new virus and it's easily spread, you know, that's common sense. What's the common sense thing to do? Social distance, so that it isn't spreading, since that's the easiest way it spreads. And of course, don't put it anywhere near your respiratory tract. Don't get it in your face. Wash your hands. Now, when a nasty microbe such as a virus invades us, two main parts of the immune system that's going to respond to the threat. This is important. The first is your innate immunity. That's what's right on the scene. It's present in your body. It's ready to rock and roll as soon as there is a perceived enemy. This is a generalized response. It's going to respond the same way to the COVID-19 as it's going to respond to a common cold, as it's going to respond to influenza. No matter what the pathogen, It's going to be the same defense that's mounted, and if it's strong enough, if the deterrents and barriers and weapons are good enough, it's going to stop it right there. And many times that's enough to handle this threat. But if not, if it gets past your innate defenses, then you have to have an adaptive immunity. That's the next part, because it has to figure it out. So it's going to take longer to kick into gear and create a specific response to that specific exposure, to that specific antigen, in which this case it is the COVID-19, a nasty microbe. And it can take 4 to 7 days for that to take place. This means that the adaptive defense can take significantly longer than your innate defense, but it's more specific.
Doc, tell them again about the supplements, the opportunity, what they need to do. Then we'll take a break and come back, talk more about prevention, and wrap up our hour. Stuff you need to know, folks, that's going to help you navigate this story. And the place to get the help is at the Weiner Wellness Center. And Doc's going to give you some information very pertinent right now. Go ahead, Doc.
I'm going to repeat exactly what I said before. I want everyone to know that we are doing our best, you know, to help, you know, with this problem. So, if you go to some of these places, you look at some of the prices of the stuff have been raised. They haven't been lowered. Unfortunately, it's come back, and more people are being ethical about it. But some of our hard-to-get supplements, some of our supplements that are immune boosters, are anti-inflammatory supplements, are antioxidants, you know, that are especially for the respiratory tract, some that are especially for the respiratory tract, others that are just to boost your immune system, to help your immune system respond better, to help your respiratory tract resist infection a little more. Okay, we're having, many of these are on sales, you know, and we have probably a half a dozen at least that are 30% off. So call Ashley. Ashley has a list. She can tell you more about them. And there's free shipping. Free shipping on this order, and by the way, there's going to be free shipping on our vitamin and nutritional supplements until we say otherwise, no matter what the price is. So call 412-922-9355 and, you know, care what the list is. You know, get that list of our select supplements and take advantage, you know, of this great opportunity.
Yeah, and start really thinking about your overall health. You know, a lot of us deal with things. Some of us fall into that category, and really, a show of hands, I think we all could use some better ideas and tips and tricks to be healthier the natural way, and that's what they do. Call to make an appointment. Talk to Ashley about the supplements. Get your supplements, but get an appointment with Dr. Honigman and get started to staying well and definitely getting well naturally. That's the name of the program. We'll come back. We want to hear from you at that number, 412-922-WELL. To get in on this great opportunity and save as much as 30% on things that are definitely going to do you a lot of good right now in these crazy times that we live in. 412-922-9355, drweiner, WINER.com. Lynn Hayes Freeland today at 2, Robert Mangino at 5. We get you through the night. We're back with you tomorrow morning as well. And remember, we have CBS Radio News, KDK Radio News throughout the weekend, continuing to give you everything that is the coronavirus. You can go to that radio.com app and listen to us. You can listen to us online at kdkradio.com. You can tell your smart speaker to play News Radio 1020 KDK. And we always remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's Rob Pratt Saturday, KDKA Radio. We'll be right back with our final segment with Dr. Joseph Honigman and Get Well Naturally for this week on KDK Radio. Good afternoon.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, let's get right back to Dr. Honigman and wrap up this hour. But again, ask for Ashley, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Doc, all yours.
So, you know, we were talking about, you know, why this is a severe illness as compared to, like, you know, many of the other illnesses that are around. And as I said before, probably the main reason is simply because it's new. Our body has not figured out how to fight back against this particular type of virus, you know, at this point in time. Remember, the human body has learned to fight back against many viruses in the past, and we have at least some knowledge about how to deal with that. But this is new. So it can create havoc. until our immune system figures it out. So the key is to build up our immune system. We want to make sure that it's strong, but we also want to make sure that it's not overreactive, because our immune system will kill us just as quickly as the virus will if it overreacts. In fact, that's usually how we die from the pneumonia. It's an overreaction of our own immune system. Now, if you notice, I didn't go over a lot of the things in terms of, you know, what you should do to stay safe, because, quite frankly, if you haven't heard it, you're living in another planet. I mean, if you haven't heard, I mean, how many times do you need to be told, wash your hands, don't touch your face, practice social distancing, drink water, make sure you get lots of sleep? I mean, you know, sleep, water, didn't your mom tell you that when you used to get sick with any type of disease? Yeah, I mean, sure, you know, this is extremely wise advice, but you really should know this by now. Right, Rob, you know that,
listen,
right?
Listen, you're preaching to the choir. I can't tell you how many times I've channeled my mother and all of that sage advice, and as it's going through my thought process, I'm texting my children at the exact same time. And yeah. I know they're probably saying, Dad, you've been telling this since we were kids about this stuff. Yeah. But some of this age-old advice is still the best advice, Doc.
It's the best advice, but how many times can you hear it in a day?
Oh, it gets a little nauseating, but if you
here's
the thing, just like all the data and all the statistics, but hearing you makes me realize that there are smart people out there that are going to help us get through this. And you also replay a lot of the things that your mother told you, and you, of course, passed on to your children, and we're all still standing today because of it. So I think as much as it is tiring at times, it's also nice to be able to plug into it and to hear people like you to understand that we have gone through some things in our country and at times in our life that we never thought we were going to get through. But this is a great team effort. And all of this is important. But if you're healthy listening to it, it makes it easier to digest. And that's why I say people now more than ever need to replug into their good health. And the best way to do that is to go visit you, make an appointment, get some of these supplements, and take this as a wake-up call. So even though you're going to hear it, you're going to be hearing it from a healthy point of view that really doesn't enable you to do nothing but take it in and pass on the good word, as opposed to being panicked because you haven't taken care of yourself and you know that you're vulnerable. So there's many ways to look at it, but I know one thing, if you're healthy naturally and you're doing well, it's easier to go through these tough times when you know your overall health is as good as it can be. And Mother Nature, no offense, no medicine, no anything is good as what the body that God has given you, Doc.
Yes, and so what's the key, Rob? What's the key to that? What do we have to do to make that happen?
We got to practice what we preach by listening to shows like this, making an appointment with people like you, and realizing the older you get, you have to do a little bit more to take care of yourself. So it comes down to really effort, I believe, Doc. It's all about what effort you give to your total good natural health.
Yeah, so the effort's got to be directed in a specific direction. What you're going to do, for example, what you're going to do to, like, say, maybe decrease blood sugar may be a little bit different than what you're going to do to, to increase the strength of your heart. Although there is some relationship between the two, you approach them differently. When we're talking about this, what we're talking about is we need to build up our immune system to the point to where both our innate and our adaptive immunity are acting the right way. But at the same time, they cannot overreact. You cannot get an overreaction of it. So an overreact, like I was talking about before, and hopefully people understand that. If I used to say in some of my talks, I would say, look, you know, if there's a fly in your house, there's a couple ways you can get rid of it. You could take a shotgun and shoot it, or you can open up the window. If you take the shotgun, you know, there's going to be a lot of damage to your own house.
Right.
If you open up the window, it's a lot easier way. Your immune system has to do the same thing, right? It can't act like a shotgun.
Mm.
It can't. And now that's going to have to do with a lot of different things. So it could have to do with the amount of virus that you were originally exposed to. How much of a massive dose were you originally exposed to? How long were you exposed to it for? And then we're talking about those comorbidities. And obviously, I want people, you know, I have lots of people who come to me for heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune problems. Let's get that body healthy in the long run. In the short run, though, what we're doing now is, yeah, you know, this is where the sleep comes in at. This is where you make sure you get your sleep. This is where you make sure you stay hydrated. This is where you make sure you take some key supplements, which we are offering today, some at 30% with free shipping. Call Ashley, 412-922-9355. This is where you eat well, where you eat a whole food plant-based diet that's going to have the antioxidants and the phytonutrients to keep you healthy. In fact, if people followed the whole food plant-based diet, they probably wouldn't be eating spiny anteaters. We probably wouldn't have gotten this disease to begin with. But, you know, not going to go there. I'm just a stretch.
That's okay. Listen, I get where you're coming from, because you've been talking about this stuff ever since I've known you, as has Dr. Weiner and, you know, Mr. Nisnik and others, Gideon Orbach, Joe Messina. You got to live it to be able to understand it. And I think once people get on that right path, a lot of the things that you're talking about will come easy to them, because they only have to look in the mirror or feel how they feel from the moment they get up so they rest their head on the pillow at night and get a good night's rest, because they're engaged with their body. They're actually watching and feeling their body work at its utmost potential. You know what? Your body is an amazing thing. And I'm just telling people, if you take anything from this, even if by the grace of God you don't are affected by it at all, no one you know, no family member, you should all, including me, I'm doing it. We need to reevaluate who we are as individuals, and we need to take care of ourselves so we can live through things like this, and more importantly, live a much better life. And that's what you do every day, Doc.
Well, I don't know if I made this clear. I think I have. It's going to affect those who are immune compromised and the elderly the most, because this is where a specific type of pneumonia is going to take place. Okay, there's going to be something very, very, very dangerous that takes place, and a lot of times that takes effect because the immune system wasn't capable of stopping it, you know, prior to it making its way down into our lungs, down into our alveoli, which is what exchanges the oxygen with the carbon dioxide, affecting it at that level to the point to we have debris covering up those poor little alveoli and fluid, you know, surrounding it, so we can't breathe, and that's when you die, and that's when you need those ventilators. And that's why those ventilators are so critical and so important at this point in time. And yes, there is a specific population that is at much more increased risk, although it can happen to everybody. It is going to be the elderly. It is going to be those with comorbidities. You people, but the young people can give it to them.
So this is a wake-up call for everyone. And let me just say this. I know a lot of older people who have prescribed to what you have said and done, have gone to the Weiner Wellness Center, followed Dr. Weiner, others, Gideon Orbach, and they're leading a good, happy, secure life now because they have been doing these things for a long time. So all we're asking people to do is to reach out, get some of these supplements, as much as 30% savings, talk to Ashley, make an appointment with Dr. Hahnemann, and listen, you have time now. You're at home. Exercise a little bit more. Take a walk. Be alone. Sometimes being alone, you can be your own best friend, and it gives you a chance to really reevaluate who you are, and no one can help you do that better than the Weiner Wellness Center, drweiner.com. Doc, you got literally 30 seconds, and it's all yours.
All right, so the key, have a strong immune system. So you need immune builders, but you want one that isn't overreactive. So you need antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, to make so that your immune system is opening up the window and not shooting it with a shotgun.
Makes sense, so, Doc. Makes sense. Listen, great show, lots of information. I think people moving forward are going to be able to understand some of the terminology, and it's going to help them stay on the right path. And the best way, call them, make an appointment, and get some of those supplements, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Doc, we'll see you real soon. Stay safe, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
All right, listen, folks, that'll do it for today. CBS Radio News, and then Lynn Hayes Freeland and Robert Mangino. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Stay safe.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.